You see yourself as a special person. You got to. Christ in you makes you a special person. I know that just, you know, we want to be noble and we want to be humble and we, you know, we don't want to just ramp up and say, you know, I'm a special person, but you gotta get there. We got to get there, because if we don't believe it, we aren't going to be willing to receive it. Right? It's not easy to just ramp yourself up to say, okay, yes, I'm special. You know, with a yell cancer. I don't really think it's true, but yeah, I'm special. See, you're not special because of your own merits. You're special because of God on you. God's grace. God's special favor and blessing. If you don't believe that you should have it, you are saying that God is a poor choice of character. Now, who wants to declare that God doesn't know what he's doing? Not me. But why would God, you know, why would God want to use me for? Why wouldn't he? Why would God want to bless me to impress someone else? That's true, you know. The Bible says that God wants to bless you so much that the Jews are jealous of you. Who here has had a Jew come up to them and say, I'm so jealous of you and the way that God has blessed you? Well, we got to give them an opportunity. We need to allow God to move by his grace in our lives to accomplish this. Now, your special favor and blessing may not save a whole nation, but then again, it might. But I'll guarantee you that if you, while you're walking in the special favor and blessing of God, affect one person's life for the kingdom of God and draw them to the kingdom of God, they might change a nation. And even if they don't, oh, the joy in heaven for one person who sees that the Lord is good. The perfect timing camping and the grace to camp.
Yes.
And the joy to look forward to it.
Oh.
Hallelujah. She's amen in now, folks. She's ready for this. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I came, says Sue. Isn't it awful? You can't find anybody to feel sorry for you around here. They just boost you up, right? It's awful. I'm sorry. But, we, you know, I mean, God's timing. I mean, you can imagine Esther. Here she is. Oh, I'm queen. Oh, I'm going to die. All the joy. This is going to be a short reign. Mordecai's asking me to die. No, he's just asking her to try. And then that what God says, God says, try me, you'll like me. But I mean, you really gotta try it. Sometimes you offer somebody something to eat, children, you know, and they don't want it. You say, take a bite. They'll just look at it, and you say, take a bite, and they'll smell it, and you say, take a bite, and they put it in their mouth, and they aren't about to chew it, and you say, chew it, and they make funny faces, and they'll swallow it, and then they swallow it, and you know, 2 weeks later, they'll eat it happily, but they're not about to admit that it's good for them. at the time or that it was good, you know. I told somebody, I was out at the nursing home and they were, I don't know if this has to do with anything, but anyway, I tell you, let's up on you a little bit here. But they were having liverwurst Bronsburger sandwiches, you know, and I like Bronsburger, and I learned to eat Bronsburger once when there was nothing else in the house to eat. And so I made a sandwich out of it, and it was pretty good. And now I buy it when my wife's gone, because she doesn't want me to eat it, because it's not supposed to be healthy for me. And although she'll let me, she'll like it better if it's gone when she gets home. Me and the dogs get to eat it. And she doesn't really even want the dogs to have it. So, but that's okay. But, you know, the thing is that sometimes that's what happens with us. We finally try the things of God, because there's nothing else to try. And God never fails. So, what God wants us to do with His grace and through His grace is to make that our first selection. God can do it. But we have the attitude, Mordecai said, if you don't do it, somebody else is going to, but maybe this is your time. I believe that now is the time. I believe that this is the time to grab a hold of that and say, okay, God. You see, I don't think that there were a lot of people believing the way that Mordecai was at that time. But Mordecai had kept his faith and his hope in God. It doesn't take a lot of people, it takes one. And the question that God asks each person is, are you willing to be one? Are you ready to be one? Are you ready to walk in what God is revealing to you? Some people will say, yes! Vicky said the place just explodes there. You know, I mean, you've got thousands of people there and the anointing is strong and it's what people want. People came to hear. She's sitting behind some people that flew in from Greece to be at the convention. And, you know, they're just excited to receive it. And that's what we need to be, is excited to receive the Word of God. I'm not asking you to do double backflips. I'm just asking you to take it and make a determination in your heart that you're going to walk in it, that you're going to give God an opportunity to prove it. That you will allow Him to prove Himself trustworthy, to prove Himself faithful. That you will expect. You know what I mean? Things can be going just wonderful and we think, well, man, I hate to expect too much more. It's okay. Because to Him is given much, much is expected. Just as those who are forgiven much love much, so it is that God wants to pour it into you because then He can get it out of you. Then He can put it to work. And it isn't the size of what He wants to do with it, it's just what He wants to do with it. First of all, He wants to encourage us. He wants to build us up. He wants us to have that confidence that Mordecai did and said, it's going to work out. God's got it. God's got perfect timing. The timing of His grace. How long was He putting things in order for that time? And when everybody walked in the slots that God had provided, it fell into place. Esther's queen. Esther has a dinner. Esther tells what's going on. Mordecai is rescued. All the Jews are rescued. I find it interesting that, you know, in the decree that the king made, since he couldn't change the decree to kill the Jews, he made a decree that allowed them to fight back. Like they weren't going to otherwise. Why would somebody have to tell them that they could? But laws were laws. They fought back. Not only did they fight back, but they got an extra day to fight back. They got an extra day to do the other thing. They got extra favor, an extra blessing. And God exalted them, just like Mordecai knew that God would. And God will exalt you, I guarantee it, if you will put all of your expectation and all your trust and all your hope in Him. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds known among the people. That means He's going to do something. God's going to do something. If you can't say anything else, just say God's going to do something. Just watch. God's going to do something. His timing is perfect. And the question is to us, to everybody, is will you be one? It only takes one. You're the only one that can handle, that can cover you. I could say, everybody here, everybody that ever hears this message, everybody that reads this, everybody's going to do it, but it won't do any good because I can't. I can pray, God, that everyone will get a better understanding of this than I have and walk in greater confidence than I do and challenge me with new understanding and new truths or have praise report upon praise report of what God is doing. I was thinking today about how the grace of God has worked in Russia. When we first started going to Russia, there wasn't much in that town. And now there's four churches for sure, and two of them have built their own buildings, which was not even something they thought about 15 years ago. But now they have, because they've walked in the grace of God, because they've had the special favor and blessing of God. And where at one time, you know, they didn't really think that there was any reason to reach out, now they understand that in a city of 500,000 people, they maybe have a few more people out there that need the Lord. And now they've got a kid getting saved on one street corner and going and trying to save everybody on the next three blocks because God is releasing His favor upon people. And I, for one, am very aware of how much blessing and favor He has poured out in my life. And now I'm understanding that there's more. I'm understanding that there's a gas pedal. May as well go faster and further and higher. Because people need the Lord. Amen? They need the Lord. And if all you've got is a bunch of words and an empty religion, you aren't going to be able to give them the Lord. But if you've got God and all of His wonders, and you've got the joy of the Lord as your strength, and you've got the confidence in God, then you can give them something to go with that the enemy can't easily steal from. Amen? Father, I thank You for Your perfect timing. I thank You that we are in Your plans. I thank You so much, Lord, that even now You are pouring understanding into us, that special favor and blessing, what special favor it is to get understanding. And the Lord, I pray for each and every one, myself and everyone here. I pray, Lord, that confidence, that we would just feel confidence rising in us, that we just feel like overflowing with the goodness of God, and that goodness will get on other people. In Jesus' name, amen.